Don's Local Action Group is a volunteer-led team helping those who need it most across Kingston, Merton and Wandsworth. I'm Josette Lesser and I'm in Wimbledon at the group's distribution hub. With me is Tim Marshall, who's Deputy Head of Operations. Just tell me a little bit about Don's Local Action Group. How did it come about?
So we started in lockdown. We were, I suppose, a COVID response unit set up by football fans of AFC Wimbledon who got a group together and decided to set up a stall outside a supermarket in Wimbledon. Got lots of donations from the queuing customers outside the supermarkets. And from there, they collected food and started to get referrals, mainly people who couldn't get shopping delivered to their homes. So there wasn't any rhyme or reason. If you couldn't get food, we made sure you got some.
That's absolutely brilliant. So why did it then continue after lockdown?
Okay, so what we did, we moved away from COVID, and once the world started going back to normal, we found that we filled a void of people in food poverty. So now we help people in acute food poverty. And everybody we deliver food to is referred to us. It could be council, churches, doctors, social workers, someone who's in authority that can send a referral through to make sure that person gets the right support they need. We also do furniture, so if people are in furniture poverty, we get people who moved into properties where they have literally nothing at all. We can get beds, wardrobes, white goods to them. We also have a section called Keep Kids Connected, where we get old laptops and tablets, we wipe them and we get them out to kids in schools who don't have any computers or anything. Yeah.
How do you get those sort of donations? Because those are very big items.
Well, we have teams that might scan Facebook Marketplace for free items. We got a great social media team. We're always pumping out stuff on social media, requesting items of furniture, etc. That's the same with the computers as well. Just search Don's Local Action Group. You'll find us.
How many volunteers do you have here?
Currently, probably around 400 to 500, but we are very lucky. We've got a family of volunteers who we are very lucky to have. They are actually the heartbeat of our charity.
Well, I know that you've got people working just next door to us. Can we have a look around?
Absolutely, yeah. Let's go next door and I'll show you around.
Well, we're just walking into the actual distribution area. There are boxes of food. Some of them look like they're already packed. What have they got here?
So the boxes you see here are going out tomorrow to our families and individuals who we support. Everything is made up. We offer boxes, dietary requirements, religious tendencies, anything the client needs, we cater for.
Now, as I look down one side, we've got things like eggs, bread, toilet paper, fruit and veg over there as well. Is there anything that is really the priority for you?
Well, what sets us apart from other food banks is fresh. Other food banks deliver stock tins and stuff. I think we're proud of the fact we can get out cheese, butter, fruit and veg, eggs, bread. It takes some managing and turning over. You can't just leave this stuff sitting here. But the fresh stuff is what sets us apart, really.
And how many deliveries do you do in the course of a day then? Because you've got so many boxes here.
So what we do is, to make it easier for our drivers, we split the deliveries into postcodes. So we do a couple of postcodes on each day so that we're not sending the drivers across all the boroughs. 10 to 20 deliveries a day.
That's incredible. Well, let's move round here. Is it possible to speak to any of the volunteers?
Yeah. Sarah, would you have a quick word? Radio Jackie.
Hi Sarah, nice to meet you. Tell me a little bit about why you volunteered for Dan's Local Action Group.
Oh gosh, I volunteer because I've been volunteering for a while and it's just so obvious that the need is huge and it's just growing. That people really need what we're delivering to them. There's an increase in people using food banks and it's just obvious that with the increase in food prices and heating that there are more and more needs. So and I do it because it's just great to be able to help and give back.
So how much time do you actually spend volunteering here?
I spend 4 hours working in the hub every week, and then I also help with the marketing, and we've been very fortunate to win quite a lot of awards for the work that we do. The Merton Best Business Award twice, the Sports Journalist Award, the Football Business Awards, and the EFL, which is the English Football League Community Award as well.
Well, I've got Samantha here. You are actually in with all of the baby things. What are you doing in the hub at the moment?
I volunteer in the hub. I come 5 days a week. I'm head of supplies. And, I really enjoy it. It brings me a lot of confidence and it brings me a good purpose in life. And joining Don's was one of the best things I ever did in my life. And I highly recommend people join. We're always looking for volunteers. You know, I've made some wonderful friends here, and it's just a very welcoming, happy place to be.
You can see that as you walk around. It is incredible. Everybody is helping one another, people from all different walks of life. We've got teenagers 17, 18 years old. With me is Philip. Philip, tell me a little bit about what you do here.
Well, I basically pack boxes. We get donations from Morrison, so we basically pack boxes and then send them off to families.
That's brilliant. Now, what made you decide to volunteer?
Well, I just thought it was an absolutely incredible opportunity. I just wanted to lend a helping hand, you know?
Well, I've now moved outside into the car park where I'm with Chris, who is one of the drivers for the charity. Chris, tell me a little bit about the work that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what I do is basically every Wednesday between 10 and 2, I volunteer with the car. We go and do collections of food from supermarkets. The customers donate the food, or we can do deliveries of that food to people who need it.
And presumably now you are face-to-face with those people when you're delivering. What sort of reactions do you get?
Oh, fantastic reactions. Yeah, they're very grateful for what we give them. And also their families, you know, the babies, the nappies. We give them their pets, the dogs, the cat food that we provide as well. It keeps them going. On a Saturday morning, myself and my wife, we volunteer, and we'll stand outside the local supermarket, and the customer will donate the food to us. So we did it on a Saturday morning.
So people can actually find you outside supermarkets. Yes. Which supermarkets can they find you at?
Me personally, if they want to see me.
I'm sure they will.
That's at Tesco's Sutton. But we cater for Tesco's in New Malden, Waitrose Wimbledon, Sainsbury's Balham, Sainsbury's Putney. And I've probably missed off a few other ones. But basically, they'll see us on the stall standing there with our blackboard that tells us what food we need. And the thing to bear in mind, it's not so much what we do. We couldn't do it without the actual customers donating the food for us to then deliver.
I'm now with one of the volunteers who actually has been here since the start. Jean, how did you get involved?
Basically, I heard about it within 24 hours of the tables being bought and set up. I've got a passion for doing community work. So it's like I'm regularly in the hub most days, or I'm out on a stall. It's a good way of reaching the community when they needed it in times of crisis with COVID, and now with the poverty fuel, then we're needed even more than ever. I've done the hub, I've done deliveries, so in the beginning I was out there reaching those that needed it at the doorstep, and yeah, you see some sights. I was watching babies with nappies on for days and days and days, and little rashes on the legs, and old people that hadn't eaten for days on end, and people with really bad depression and attempting suicide, and just reaching out to those people and seeing the same face that we can make out as much as possible. We try and keep the same driver if at all possible, so that the point of contact's there. But yeah, it's the way of keeping the lines of communication open and giving them the assistance that they need for the 8 weeks until other agencies are put in place or benefits are starting to kick in. But yeah, there's no end to it.
Well, I suppose now it's really about how we can help. Tim, your affiliation is with the Wimbledon Football Association, isn't it?
Yeah, we are under the charity umbrella of the AFC Wimbledon Foundation.
Which takes us to a huge event that you've got at Wimbledon Stadium, which is the Big Sleep Out. Tell me about that.
Yeah, on the 3rd of December, we have our second, now probably annual sleep out. Last year was a huge success. We raised £44,000, which we're hoping to beat this year. We got people coming down in the evening, sleeping in the stadium overnight. We've got players from AFC Wimbledon. We've got all the management team. Lots of our volunteers are doing it. We've asked that everybody set up a Just Giving page to raise, individually they can raise money for us. Go on our social media or on our website, donslocalaction.org. Find our donate page and donate to the people who are sleeping out. Or if you want to, come and join us. There's plenty of spaces. If you've got a sleeping bag, come down and come and sleep out with us.
And get your own sponsors, I guess.
Get your own sponsors, raise some money. The money will be split between us and other charities throughout the three boroughs, charities that deal with homelessness. So it's a really good cause.
So all we need to do is Google
donslocalaction.org. Get on our social medias. Everything's on there if you want to donate or if you want to join us. And we're always looking for volunteers. We've got a lovely family of volunteers. So if you want to join us, please just get in touch and we welcome you.